Welcome to SwampSwami.com sports commentary, and a little more for you today, too. It's time for the Ballad of Jerry Jones. Come and listen to my story about a man named Jerry. Played Razorback football with the Hogs up there. Then one day he would graduate from school, poked holes in the ground into a natural gas pool. Methane, that is. Contract guaranteed. Take or pay. Well, the next thing you know, Jerry's a multimillionaire. His kinfolk said, time to move away from there. Dallas, Texas is the place you ought to be. So he bought the Dallas Cowboys in the 1980s. $140 million. Worth $6 billion today. Will Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones be calling the Herschel Walker play soon? The new football season brings another game show being played by Dallas Cowboys owner and the star of our show, Jerry Jones. This weekend's sports headlines percolated several stories featuring the 82-year-old owner of the highest-valued pro sports franchise, $10 billion and counting. Jerry Jones has inserted himself in the middle of yet another contract renegotiation with a key member of his Dallas Cowboys football team. It's time to discuss the Micah Parsons Project. The Dallas Cowboys defensive end and pass rushing specialist Micah Parsons is heading into the final year of his initial NFL contract. The 26-year-old played college football at Penn State and became a 2021 first-round selection by Dallas. Micah Parsons won the NFL's Defensive Rookie of the Year award. He's been named to the NFL Pro Bowl team in every one of his four seasons in Dallas. This 6'3", 245-pound defender has averaged 13 quarterback sacks and 15 tackles for losses every season. Micah Parsons will only make about $24 million entering the final year of his Dallas Cowboys contract this fall, but he wants more. Some recently concluded contract renegotiations with other NFL defensive rushing specialists have provided Micah Parsons with some new leverage. Pittsburgh Steelers defender T.J. Watt recently signed a 3-year, $41 million per year extension. And Cleveland Browns sack monster Myles Garrett received a 4-year, $40 million per year deal a few months earlier.
Ooh, yeah!
So now it's Micah Parsons versus Jerry Jones. Think I'll put my money on Micah. Did I tell you that Micah Parsons is an avid chess player? Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones has been a one-man train wreck when it comes to making difficult decisions about his football team, losing two of the top coaches in NFL history, Jimmy Johnson and Bill Parcells. And he also made underachieving quarterbacks like Tony Romo and Dak Prescott among the highest-paid players in the entire league. Fans of the cartoon show Bullwinkle might remember a character named Captain Peter Wrong Way Peach Fuzz. The ship's goofy leader always acted like he knew what he was doing, and yet he continually made one bad move after another in trying to navigate his boat toward shore. The history of the Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Wrong Way Jones indicates that he is likely making the wrong move in dealing with defensive end Micah Parsons. My wife, who does not follow sports closely, said this morning, "Why is the owner of the Dallas Cowboys negotiating contract deals with his players? Shouldn't somebody else be handling that?" Well, it's the same reason why a young two-time Super Bowl champion coach like Jimmy Johnson left the Dallas Cowboys in the 1990s. The enormous ego of Jerry Jones insisted that he deserved to be receiving his fair share of the public's love for his Dallas Cowboys football team.
Sell, sell, sell!
I have no doubt that old Jerry is very sincere about his desire to win more Super Bowls. But Dallas is entering year number 30 without an appearance in a Super Bowl since January 28, 1996. Team owner Jerry Jones and his family in charge of the team's executive suite have remained the only constants during that 30-year Super Bowl drought for the Dallas Cowboys. The 2024 football season kept Jerry Jones in the news, one way or the other. The calendar turned to 2024 as the owner of the Dallas Cowboys began to insert himself into the sports headlines. His 12-5 NFC East champion Dallas Cowboys were demolished 48-22 in January 2024 during a nationally televised home playoff game beatdown administered by the 9-8 wildcard Green Bay Packers. Fans of Dallas slammed their coach Mike McCarthy for being outcoached in yet another early playoff exit. Supporters of the Dallas Cowboys demanded that owner Jerry Jones fire Mike McCarthy and go hire a proven winner like former New England Patriots coach Bill "I was available at that time" Belichick. Jerry Jones himself seemed done with Coach McCarthy. He took a few weeks to contemplate making a coaching change in early 2024, but soon decided against it. Mike McCarthy would soon be due $8 million if his contract was terminated with 1 year to go. The Dallas Cowboys owner, who can be notoriously cheap at times, kept his lame duck head coach around for his final season. Hey, why pay him off when there wasn't anyone else with better qualifications willing to come work for Jerry Jones? So Jerry told the media for months that he was going to go all in 2024, whatever that meant. August 2024 saw Dallas's wide receiver CeeDee Lamb in a similar predicament as Micah Parsons is today. Lamb was entering the fifth and final year of his rookie contract deal and was trying to get a better agreement to stay with the Cowboys for the long term. The wide receiver skipped preseason workouts and the August practices, but Jerry the negotiator Jones acted as if Lamb's absence didn't even matter. It wasn't until the final week of preseason games were over in August, about a week before the regular season, that Dallas owner Jerry Jones capitulated. He opened up his wallet to give Lamb a brand new 4-year, $35 million per year deal. But then Dak Prescott wanted more money too. At the same time, Dallas's quarterback Dak Prescott was nearing the end of his second contract in Dallas as the 2024 season began. The 32-year-old quarterback had put up some rather gaudy regular season passing statistics in recent years, but Prescott was only 2-5 in the postseason with Dallas. Surprisingly, Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones then made Dak Prescott the highest-paid player in NFL history with a 4-year, $60 million per season contract signed in early September 2024. Jerry Jones had now just paid $95 million per year to only two of his 53 active players. The NFL's 2024 salary cap was $250 million. Prescott and Lamb were making 38% of the team's payroll in 2024. Ironically, it was Jerry Jones's Dallas Cowboys who saved $8 million by keeping Mike McCarthy as the head coach, leading the team to a 7-10 record last year. Those two big money football stars for the Dallas Cowboys, though, suffered injuries during that 2024 season after signing their big new expensive contracts. Quarterback Dak Prescott suffered a season-ending hamstring injury where he missed 9 of the team's 17 games, and wide receiver CeeDee Lamb injured his shoulder during November and was held out of the team's final 2 games. To summarize, it appeared that every major decision which Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones made last year in 2024, it didn't work out very well. And 2025 isn't off to a great start either. Jerry Jones allowed Coach Mike McCarthy to twist in the wind by keeping him under contract until the day it expired in late January. McCarthy would miss out on opportunities to apply for most of the open NFL head coaching jobs by being kept on the payroll through his final day under contract in Big D. Likewise, team owner Jerry Jones waited too long to go find a new coach for his team. Most of those other top coaching candidates had been signed by other NFL teams by that time in January. Jones ultimately came to terms with one of Mike McCarthy's assistant coaches to elevate him into his first head coaching role. Jerry Jones reportedly paid offensive coordinator Brian Schottenheimer, who's the son of Hall of Fame coach Marty Schottenheimer, $4.5 million per season as part of his new 4-year deal to become the head coach in Dallas this season. But that's about 25% of what Kansas City's head coach Andy Reid is making, and 50% of the pay going to Houston Texans' young head coach D'Amico Ryans. Go figure. But now Jerry Jones should trade Micah Parsons as soon as possible. But will he? One of the most lopsided trades in NFL history occurred when Dallas sent star running back Herschel Walker to the Minnesota Vikings in October 1989. Dallas, under new first-year head coach Jimmy Johnson, would end up with 3 first-round draft picks, 3 second-round selections, a third-round pick, and a sixth-rounder. And those selections were used to find Hall of Fame running back Emmitt Smith, All-Pro defensive tackle Russell Maryland, and safety Darren Woodson and other key players. Coach Jimmy Johnson would lead Dallas to consecutive Super Bowl victories in the 1992 and 1993 NFL seasons using this new infusion of young talent. His successor, Barry Switzer, won a 3rd Super Bowl for Dallas following that 1995 season using those same players. But Dallas has not played in a Super Bowl or even the NFC Championship game since then. Jerry Jones should know that he cannot afford to pay Micah Parsons $35 to $40 million per year this year. He would be paying three players, quarterback Dak Prescott, wide receiver CeeDee Lamb, and Parsons, a total of $130 to $135 million this season. And that's more than half of the NFL's salary cap for the teams in 2025. Jones said that he and Micah Parsons sat down in March of this year and came to a gentleman's agreement about the basic tenets of a new contract. Parsons countered recently and said that Jones has subsequently refused to talk to Parsons' agent trying to work out a new deal. Jerry Jones then advised the media that he prefers to speak directly with his players when negotiating a new contract. So unsurprisingly, defensive end Micah Parsons spoke out about this issue last Friday, and he publicly demanded a trade from the Dallas Cowboys. The NFL rumor mill already indicates that possible suitors out there might include the Los Angeles Chargers and the Las Vegas Raiders. Dallas should expect to receive one or perhaps two first-round draft picks along with one or more current players from that other team who could help Dallas this season. Cowboys owner Jerry Jones would be very wise to answer all incoming calls about Micah Parsons from any other NFL team over the next few weeks. And I think he should quickly make a determination and select the trade offer which would best help the Dallas Cowboys and go ahead and make a deal prior to the end of August. But, being Jerry Jones, the Dallas Cowboys owner might also capitulate, as he's been prone to do, and pay Micah Parsons $35 to $40 million per year to satisfy the defensive end's demands. Chess-playing Micah Parsons knows that his opponent, Jerry Jones, tends to back himself into the corners. And here's something else to think about. How would you like to be one of those other 50 active players on the Dallas Cowboys roster? Those other players are very aware that quarterback Dak Prescott, wide receiver CeeDee Lamb, and perhaps defensive end Micah Parsons would be making as much money as the combined pay of everyone else in the offensive or defensive huddles for Dallas. Football is considered to be the ultimate team game, and the vast pay disparities could result in a very dysfunctional locker room environment in Dallas. But I'm not going to bet against Jerry Jones giving Micah Parsons a brand new deal days before the start of the NFL season. Only someone like Wrong Way Jerry Jones could, with good intentions, create so much mayhem for his pro football franchise every single year. I'm Swamp Swami.